But let's talk to our debaters, as we always do. These debaters have been preparing for months and weeks, a little bit of both, and they really know their stuff. So, debater number one.
How? Me Squanto. Travel many moon. Be here, Frank Allen.
Well, I appreciate you being here, from the tract as well, which you always like to have. And, of course, debater number two.
I'm the King of Thanksgiving!
Well, the King of Thanksgiving. That's very coincidental, but I'm glad we got you. I know it was difficult to get you. Now, let's see. As we all could tell, I'm sure this coin reminds us that, of course, Squanto says this tract is 100% true.
Mm.
And the King of Thanksgiving says that this tract is false in every way. King of Thanksgiving, we always let the attacking position go first, so why don't you tell us why this tract is not true?
Well, first of all, Thanksgiving is a lie created by me to win money from you!
Wait, hold on. You just made Thanksgiving up completely?
Yes, out of whole cloth, using the power of the media!
So you're saying, okay, so wait, which part of the myth is not true?
Well, you know that part about the Indians?
Yes.
Coming in to save the pilgrims?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. The pilgrims were already here. They've been here for 15 years, building parking lots and strip malls for you.
For me personally or for just everybody in general?
Well, one was for you, but
okay,
you never
you.
Showed up.
Him oh. King, correct. White man been here long time.
But you think he's wrong?
How?
I'm
wrong,
asking
very.
You. How?
Very wrong. White man come many moon fly cross sky like eagle fly many moon fly.
The moon flies?
The moon fly cross sky, pale
okay.
face.
Okay, hold on now. You're saying, so, but wait, but...
White man come, bring with smallpox and blankets to trade. Squanto people say, white man, building mall on place where Indian dead lay in ground. We say, ha, white man foolish,
yes,
we
but,
make curse.
But what does that have to do with Thanksgiving?
Has much to do with Thanksgiving.
That's what you're thankful for? What?
White man named Mall Turkey Pine.
Turkey Pine?
It's true. I actually did name one of the malls Turkey Pine because of this guy.
You know each other?
Oh, yeah?
Hmm.
We have a relationship that goes way back of bad business deals.
Much shame in Squanto family, no king.
Now, hold on. So, but, okay, Squanto, let me get this straight.
Yes.
Now, your broken English is very difficult to understand.
Hmm.
But I think what you're saying is... No, actually, I have no idea what you're saying. Thanksgiving is real, and it has to do with the Christian God?
Many rivers flow through sky. Many fish lay in ground for spring.
Now can you see why a business deal wouldn't work with this guy?
I don't...
You can't get a sentence out of him.
How could you negotiate a contract with him?
Jesus nailed to tree. Big oak tree.
Wait.
Nailed up to sky. Son, look down on Jesus say, you need sun hat.
I think we actually have an expert on Indian
no
language translations.
Jesus.
No, we do.
Yeah, we do. That's me. My name is Dr. Call, and I am an expert on Indian languages.
Thank you for being here, Doctor. Can you tell us
Thank
what
you.
This man is talking about?
Well, first of all, he may have to tell me this in his own language because his English is too broken for me to understand.
Speak in your original tongue.
Speak in original tongue?
Yes.
Need to take out white man tongue to speak in natural tongue.
Please do.
Give me your tongue.
Wait, my tongue is not your original tongue.
No.
You
no speak you no speak my language. Now sound like Indian man. Also Italian. Him no speak English good. Me take tongue of you,
do you
to
have...
speak me language. Ugh.
I don't think I know what he's saying.
Hold on a minute. Which dialect you speak.
Give me your tongue or else you can't speak my language. How hard is it for you people to understand this?
May tuna say mom?
Okay, now hold on.
I'm trying to get across to you people.
Oh, wait, hold on. You're speaking much better now.
Because apparently you not understand Squanto language.
You don't understand any of the northern tongues, do you?
I understand all things, like eagle, no mountain. Now give me your tongue.
This again.
All right. Well, let's hold off with the tongue thing because we actually do have another
insulted.
Expert here. Here we go.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm the turkey.
I'm sorry. You're the turkey.
Big bottom.
I'm the turkey.
When you say you're the turkey, do you mean you're like just a turkey or the turkey from the original Thanksgiving?
The turkey from the tract. I'm the spirit of the eaten turkey from the tract.
Oh,
you're a dead turkey? Ah!
Okay. Well, what From when you say from the tract, do you mean the turkey that family ate or the turkey that the pilgrims ate?
That the family ate.
And what is it that you have to add to this debate?
That this track is 100% true because I was indeed poisonous.
Okay, that does lend to their...
Frank! Yes? I'd like to weigh in on this.
Who's this?
An expert. I'm Plymouth Rock.
Oh, you're Plymouth Rock?
Yes!
Okay.
And I just want to say, this track is false.
Oh, really?
No pilgrims ever landed on me.
You land on pilgrim?
No pilgrims.
Now, when you say they didn't land on you, do you mean, like, literally, you never saw...
No one has ever been to me. I'm lonely.
No one's ever been to Plymouth Rock?
I put classified ads in the paper. No one answers.
I'll come hang out with you, Plymouth Rock.
That sounds good. Let's go.
This debate between King of Thanksgiving and me, Squanto, not among experts.
Well, let me ask you, King. King of Thanksgiving, why is it you didn't build a strip mall on Plymouth Rock?
Have you heard that guy's voice? He'd annoy everybody. They don't want to leave.
I suppose that's true.
That hurts.
Wait, just a second here. By the way, my name is Dr. Peter Sahanich of the Rock Institute of Rock, and rocks cannot talk. Not only can rocks not talk, they do not get involved in relationships, they do not fill out classified ads, and if they serve any function at all, they serve as landmarks to Indians,
rock.
Other people of
rock full of life
who can't talk.
Rock full of life. Too many things.
May I interject my professional opinion that this man is not a Native American? I've been talking to him backstage here, and he does not understand a word of any language.
Now, hold on.
You
now,
deny please. Rule of improv. No denial. Always
rocks
accept.
Hold on. Now, let me straighten this out. I actually have with me our fact-checking sheets with our credentials of our... Now, according to this, Squanto... Now, I can understand your confusion, ma'am, because Squanto does appear to be... to the eye, white, and also, of course, he's dressed in designer clothing.
But
my understanding is that he is 1/100th Native American. Is this correct? So he does have his credentials as a Native American.
I have penny of North American heritage.
One one hundredth of his body is made up of Native American body.
And Slim Jims.
I think it was according to this, it's your liver. You had a transplant?
Squanto love Slim Jims. Spicy meat.
Okay, but
destroy
as far
liver of Squanto, but Squanto happy nonetheless.
According to, but as far as the rock
like
goes,
mighty hippo in African river, Squanto liver big and gray.
As far as the rock goes, though, I think Squanto was saying that the rocks do have spirits in some way.
Rock like hippo, big, gray, and loud.
As far as I know, though, this man who claims to be Plymouth Rock, I believe, is just is a vice president from the Plymouth Rock Tourism Agency.
Point of debate is this.
He's a fraud.
He's wearing the Plymouth Rock outfit.
I am Plymouth Rock, and as for spirits, the Indians kept all the spirits to themselves. They would never share it with me. It was very rude.
Exactly. You were a tourism professional. You were trying to defraud us all into building shopping malls and
if Squanto may interject.
Rock.
Okay, Squanto, yes, let's go back to you.
This debate turning into silly. No longer about Jesus and Thanksgiving. King, what have you say about Jesus and Thanksgiving?
Yeah, let's go back to the Jesus factor.
Jesus is a sales ploy. See? I created Jesus so that people would, you know, want to come and be thankful and buy presents and gifts.
This leads
right into that time of year you call Christmas. Because I am the king of Thanksgiving, so is my best friend Santa Claus.
So you created Jesus as an aspect of your turkey-selling ploys.
Well, created is maybe not the right word, as so much as manipulated the idea of Jeebus. Jesus into something a little more, I don't know, family friendly. We took him off the cross. We put him in a turkey costume.
Yeah.
We set him outside the mall next to Plymouth Rock. People come in. They love to see the Jesus.
Might I add that he has a good point. Remember, without Thanksgiving, we couldn't have Black Friday, and we could not have lots and lots of toy sales.
That's true. Thanksgiving does kind of mark
this
the
track
sales.
True, though.
Oh,
Thanksgiving
true.
Lead Hello. To hell.
Hello.
Need Jesus.
Yes?
Hi.
Small pale face.
You're all wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why?
Because Turkey Day is my birthday, and that's what it's all about.
Squanto likes small white girl.
Here's the part I don't understand. Turkey Day is your birthday?
Yes. My name is Devin Lowick, and I'm 8, and Turkey Day is my birthday.
Your birthday's on a different day every year?
No. It's always Turkey Day is my birthday.
But Turkey Day is on a different...
And they have the parade and all the big balloons for me, and I love it. And I get gifts. And cake!
I'm sorry.
And turkey.
Miss, actually, yes? I'm sorry. We actually have an expert on your birthday. It's your father. He's got a message for you.
Oh, what, Daddy? What?
Honey.
Yeah, Dad? I want chocolate cake for
adopted.
Turkey Day. What?
You were never really born.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
You born like snake born out of egg. No
my
family.
Daddy,
just born.
I'm sorry, miss. Yeah, we have it here on the records that you weren't actually born on Thanksgiving.
This debate confused Squanto.
Darling.
Yeah.
Devinder, this is your mother.
Okay.
Your birthday's in January, darling.
No, it's not!
Listen. We made your birthday on Thanksgiving because you didn't understand why we had turkey, and you used to throw fits. So we told you it was your birthday every year, but it really isn't.
You're still adopted.
What about all the balloons that they have on the TV
for
my birthday?
Listen, honey, I bought them so that you'd stop hitting Mommy.
Squanto, very confused.
Okay.
Squanto, head hurt.
I'm sorry, little girl. Sorry about that, Squanto. I do apologize. They asked
Squanto
me.
Squanto, get tribe to clear room with big war. Party.
They asked me to have her on the show so they could break that news to her. And I agree. They owe
white people. White face make Squanto head hurt. Confusing people.
Okay, but this
Squanto.
Is the big question, Squanto. This is the big question
Squanto
for you.
Squanto, say yes.
Well.
What question?
The big question was, so you believe in Jesus, then?
Oh, Squanto not listen to full question. Squanto prematurely say yes.
So you don't believe in Jesus?
Like bird prematurely fly out of nest and
All right. I'm sorry I got to interrupt right here. I don't think this guy knows what he's talking about. See, that's the thing. Indians don't really exist. Just like Thanksgiving.
You made up Indians too?
I didn't really... Okay. I made up American Indians.
Oh, okay.
I took a bunch of real Indians from India. I put some feathers in their hats. Sent them out there to say, hey, Thanksgiving's real. Wee! Buy turkeys.
So
and guess who's bringing in the fat cash?
So now the secret is out. I guess it is true. I am not a Squanto anymore.
I knew it!
It's true! I'll tell you it's true. I've been alone for thousands and thousands of years. I just want some love!
My real name is Jabbar Mahanakhninasnan, and I am sorry to have wasted all of your time here. I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in Thanksgiving.
Wait, hold on.
I believe in mongooses and elephants.
Wait, hold on now. You're just... Okay, well, hold on. That's interesting.
Oh, wait, that is Middle Eastern. I am more South Asian.
All right, we've got to start bringing this in, unfortunately. So, King of Thanksgiving, let's have your closing arguments as if they're necessary at this point, but let's hear them anyway.
Well, I'm a big winner, and you're all losers, because I got a bank account that would make your head spin so far off your head it'd go into orbit like some sort of moon, except smaller, because it's a head.
Okay, question. This is...
Wait, who's
okay.
The question for?
For the King of Thanksgiving. So this is all...
Yes, Dr. Rock of the Rock and Rock?
Yes, it's Dr. Sahanich to you. Anyway, I do have a BA in marketing, though I am a rock specialist. Yes. And a rock star. However, is this all just a giant, concerted, yet convoluted marketing campaign, Thanksgiving?
Convoluted? Son, it makes the most sense in the world. Everybody believes in it. I just had to send out some flyers. And let me tell you how you can make some money easily. Using the power of mail.
Mail? Oh,
sorry. All right, Squanto, now I need to have your closing arguments as well. Or former Squanto, whatever you are.
Squanto like original voice better. Can't remember what name changed to. Go back to Squanto.
Okay,
it's easier.
Squanto.
Like trout in mighty lake of dishwashing detergent, Jesus rise from dead and celebrate day. Those who do not eat turkey with family and watch Detroit Lions lose again, go to hell. Those who watch Dallas-Miami game in freakish snowstorm in Dallas at 4:50 p.m. They are the blessed ones. I saw that game 10 years ago. Really good game. Snowstorm in Texas. Thanksgiving. Wampum.
All right, speaking of wampum, I've got my coin here, and I'll tell you who actually won the debate. You know, it's very funny. Because, King of Thanksgiving, you seem like such a knowledgeable expert, and yet, Squanto's metaphysics really dazzled me. I think he won.
What? My whole life is a lie!
Like mighty oak and elk riding cross freeway.
apparently the Lord
Squanto
works...
correct and true.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, and apparently you thought you were creating Thanksgiving, but really, you were just putting in right place Thanksgiving that already existed.
Will you still give me your money?
You can still have, well, you can get the the home copy of our game, Tractor Fiction, the home game. All right, thank you all for listening to Tractor Fiction. I hope you enjoy this Turkey Day, rather Thanksgiving, which is not Turkey Day, because it's a totally, totally real holiday. Thank you, and bye-bye.